So welcome back to the Loving Dubai show, where we talk about our top stories that are trending in Dubai. For today, we will be talking about a proposal that has happened in the skies, which is amazing. As well, a car in Dubai crashed into a store on Al Wasl Road.
If you love the show today, please do give us a like and subscribe. And see you guys tomorrow.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to our Loving Dubai show. I have with me Ali Baba, a very special guest.
Hello, good morning.
So our show, as you guys know, is from Monday to Friday, 8:30 till 9:30 a.m. Of course, where we cover our top trending topics with today, Ali Baba.
Today, it's me.
Yes, of course. And for our top trending topics today, a car in Dubai crashed into a store on Al Wasl Road.
And His Highness Sheikh Hamdan gives the green light for bonus rewards to Dubai government employees.
As well, we have an update. The fire in International City has been successfully contained.
And proposal in disguise.
Wow. Mm. So, Ali, what do you think? When are you going to get married?
No.
So guys, of course, don't forget to put the question down there. But speaking of that, actually, we've been seeing a lot of studies that do say that to have a successful marriage, you need to, other than be compatible, you need to be, I would say, let go of things. Would you agree on that? Not just like stop on every single thing.
Yes, like a sacrifice. Like you have to take a little bit of sacrifices. But like you have to sacrifice for the other person, your partner. To have a successful marriage. If you're not willing to sacrifice, then something has to give.
That's true. But when do you know that the person that you are actually talking to or maybe with is the one? That's I think, honestly, from my side, that's a very hard question, because often, like, at oftentimes, you just often not, you get into that confusion, like, oh, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him, with this person, or whoever I'm planning on, but then you go like, oh, what if I'm making the wrong decision?
It's always tricky, you know? So being in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, is different than being in an engagement and being married. All three are different. You know, my sister once told me that dating is something, and being engaged is something, and living with another person is something else.
That's true.
It's very difficult, especially because you're in each other's comfort zones.
That's true.
Yes.
And that is 100% true.
And for like 20 plus years, you know, you're in your own space.
Yes, that's so true. That's so true. Because are you ready to give up some of the things that you have been living with in order for a relationship to work out? Mm. So maybe this Christmas, you guys can wish to get married, because we have a very special guest behind, and I think he is Christmas related.
Christmas.
You guys, yes.
Christmas!
So what's your wish for Christmas?
Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a wish.
You don't have a wish list. So guys, drop us in the comments below. Let us know what was your wish list for Christmas, since today is Christmas and yesterday was Christmas Eve, which is very cool. So let us know, did you get your wish? Did you not get your wish? Did you actually believe in Santa when you were a kid? Did you?
Yes, Santa's real. Santa's real.
We have him.
Do we have him in the studio today.
Oh, you shouldn't say that. It was a surprise. But it's okay. He's going to tell us who's naughty and who's nice.
Ah.
Were you naughty or nice?
Me?
Yeah.
I think I was nice to people this year.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see about that. Now, jumping into our stories, a car in Dubai crashed into a store on Al Wasl Road. According to Dubai police, a car crashed into a commercial store in Dubai on Friday as the driver mistakenly hit the gas pedal instead of the brakes, leading him right through the store window.
In a statement, Dubai police said that the driver crashed into the outlet on Al Wasl Road after hitting the accelerator instead of the brake pedal. The authority also added that no injuries were reported in the incident. Thank God.
Now, honestly, this is a very sad story, because some such mistakes do happen.
Yes.
specifically if you're a new driver, I used to have all of these mistakes all of the time. But I, since there are no injuries that has happened, makes it seem very, I would say, easy on everyone. But how can he even just like go into a store? We see these things, I would remember in GTA and all these things, which is very, would you say you're a good driver, Ali?
I would consider myself a good driver. It happens to the most experienced drivers, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Once you feel like a certain shock or surprise, you become like stressed and frustrated at the same time, and you don't know what happens, your head goes out of your mind, and you forget, you know, the difference between a brake and a gas pedal.
Yeah, it happens, specifically if you maybe didn't have enough sleep, if you're tired. A lot of factors can contribute to that.
Of course.
Well, jumping to our next story.
His Highness Sheikh Hamdan gives the green light for bonus rewards to Dubai government employees.
Under the directives of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Crown Prince of Dubai, has approved the disbursement of performance-based bonuses totaling 142 million dirhams to civilian employees of Dubai government entities.
And Sheikh Hamdan underscored the Dubai government's continuous dedication to fostering an environment that nurtures creativity and commitment among employees to cultivate human capital and encourage them to achieve the highest level of performance.
As His Highness has said, such efforts contribute significantly to consolidating Dubai's development journey and enhancing its position as the world's best city to work and to live in.
Definitely.
I agree with, honestly, it is the best city to work and to live in. You just get all of your rights all of the time. It's just so organized and so perfect. So are you getting any bonuses this year?
Rich? Inshallah. Let's see. Let's see. But yeah, it's a good initiative. It's always, there's always steps taken, steps are taken to improve the improve Dubai and UAE as a whole.
That's true.
And it's also, you know, you can't be number one without, you know, taking initiatives.
So, that's true.
It's always number one over here. That is the motto.
Exactly. You guys, if you want like bonus or anything at your job, you just need to exceed at the way that you do your job. You don't need to focus on anything else. If you need to do your job, and the job, you need to exceed in it. You don't need to be like, oh, I want to do everything around so I can exceed. No, the moment that you just exceed in the specificity of what you do, I think you win and you can get bonus.
Sometimes it's thinking out of the box. You know?
Exactly, yeah. You can think out of the box, even if it's like doing something that you usually do, if you know what I mean, right? Yes, of course. Well, now jumping to our next story, there's an update. The fire in International City has been successfully contained.
And on Saturday, a tragic incident happened in International City. A fire broke out in one of the buildings. The Dubai Media Office stated the Dubai Civil Defense and Dubai Police Rescue teams have successfully contained a fire incident in a building located in the International City. The building was evacuated to ensure the safety of its residents.
Now, sadly, the incident resulted in one fatality and two injured currently receiving medical care. As you can see, besides us, Dubai Police shared a video of the heroes saving countless lives.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful because, yes, it is sad. We might have lost and we might have some injuries here and there. But the fact that the Dubai Police is always, always on its feet, steady, ready if anything bad happens, whether it's an accident or a fire. So honestly, we share our full condolences to those who lost their lives.
Yes, it's truly tragic. But one thing I want to point out is the heroic aspect. They're always on top of their game. They're risking their lives, you know, to save other lives.
That's true.
Which is the most beautiful thing ever. It's also the highest sort of merit And it's amazing to know that within the country that we're living in and the city, there are such heroes available and ready to go to save lives.
Which is what makes Dubai, Dubai. Now, jumping aside from tragedy to happiness, proposal in the skies. Tell us more.
Yes, yes, yes. There was a proposal in the skies. Well, let's get into it. Emirates staff just helped create a dreamy proposal in the sky. A memorable flight from Dubai to Cairo. Kareem Al Asr decided, I hope I didn't butcher his name, his last name, decided to he would take his love to the skies and go down on one knee for his beloved Anne.
That's the most beautiful thing as well. The support from cabin crew is so adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations to the happy
exactly,
couple.
Exactly, congratulations, like, and I hope you guys can get a proposal as beautiful as this proposal.
Yeah, it probably took a lot of courage, you know. It's one thing to do it on ground, and it's another thing to do it in the skies.
Yes, can you guys imagine that the effort that the guy had to put in order to get to the team, to the Emirates team, because it happened in Emirates.
Yeah.
As we've seen in the videos that is actually as well posted on our Instagram.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful because what do you think as a guy, Ali, what do you think is the perfect proposal for towards a girl?
The perfect proposal is the most personal proposal.
Personal.
It's not the most, for me, as Ali Baba.
Yeah.
It's not the most lavish. It's not the most flowers. It's not the most, it's the memory that counts.
So that's true.
So when you, for example, after a year or two, you know, they're nodding their heads and they're in the back, you know, they're disapproving. They're like, money. but really, so jokes aside, it's the memory.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of a proposal anyway, to share that memory together. Sort of, that's the beginning mark of your entire life.
I mean, that's why, guys, at the beginning, I was asking Ali about love and marriage and all, because I was foreshadowing into this story specifically to you guys, which is amazing, if you want to think about it. A proposal in the sky. I think maybe this person just, like, raised the standards for a lot of girls. Like, I think no one's going to be like, oh, yeah, you just want to propose to me on the floor? No, I'm going to say no.
Mm.
Don't you think so?
For me, I'm a Muslim, so
yeah.
I wouldn't go down on one knee. I would go to the father and I ask for his daughter, for his daughter's hand in marriage, and so technically I go through
a harder process than just getting on one knee.
On one knee, yeah.
But even Muslims now, they do actually, like, after, let's say, asking the father for her hand in marriage, they do demand, I would say, a proposal.
Yeah. I think it's more like a thing that you do now, like, just because people saw it in romantic movies and they see it in every single movie and TV show and in real life now. You know,
so
they want to do it as well. They think it's very romantic, and you can go for it.
Maybe movies have brainwashed us.
Maybe.
So do you guys think, let us know in the comments, do you guys think that movies have brainwashed us into something that is hard for women? I don't think it's actually hard. You know, I would demand a proposal. Yeah. Why not? I mean, no, this is the mentality of, I would say, every guy. It's like, oh my God, no, I don't want to get on one knee and so on.
It's not, for me, it's not about the thing. It's about going through the traditional route.
Yeah.
Like, that for me, it's tradition more than, let's say, man ego.
You guys can do both.
Or what do they call it? Toxic masculinity? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But you know what? I tell you something, Ali. I would demand both. Like you can do traditional and you can do as well romantic. So, anyways, guys.
That's
so
for
I
the
think
future husband for Farah.
No. So guys, let's do one thing. I think honestly, you're gonna be on the naughty list today.
Ah.
So have you guys been good or naughty? Of course, tune in. We have a very special guest. Santa Claus himself will be joining us in the studio after the very teeny tiny short break.
Santa!
Santa is here! Chai Claus! Welcome back to the Loving Dubai show. Today we have a very special guest. This guest made a quick stop at our studios to share the love
Can
with
they see me?
The Loving Dubai audience. And he made time for us with his busy schedule of getting stuff done. He is our very Santa, Mr. Chai Tana Claus. Welcome to the show, Mr. Chai. Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for butchering my name. My name is Santa Claus, okay. And Santa Claus only.
It's Chai Tana Claus.
No, Santa. Who is Chai Tana? Just call me Santa, please.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. Apologies
for that. Claus. Mr. Claus. Yes.
You should
Mr.
be
Claus.
Forgiving Mr. Claus.
Oh,
right?
I forgive you, my child. You've
it's
been
okay.
so good.
Thank yeah. you. Thank
I don't
you.
Know about you, little one. We should find
I
out
don't
soon.
Know. Yeah, we will. Yeah, so, I have some questions to you, Santa. How do you handle the mischievous kids who might try to catch a sneak peek of you on Christmas Eve?
Oh, that's a very good question, I must say. But kids are kids, and I'm a jolly person, so everybody can get a sneak peek of me. You want to see me? Come to the Love and Dubai show.
Yeah, we are. We have you here right now with us.
I am indeed.
Yes.
Well, where is my milk and chocolate? Did you guys get me milk and chocolate?
Yeah, of course we did.
I came down your chimney. It was pretty tight. You know, I have a big belly. I can't
yes. But it's okay. I have chocolates, cookies, and everything for you, specifically because I knew that you were going to be coming.
All right. Bring it on.
But speaking of milk and chocolate, well, not speaking of milk and chocolate, I wanted to change the topic for you. What's your go-to Christmas karaoke song?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, my one and only, my favorite, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. There you go, little kids. What's your favorite Santa song?
I like Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle All the Way.
All is one is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey!
You have a very nice sound. You sound really well.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
your voice
it's been
is very
a long
nice.
Day.
Yeah.
I've been going chimney to chimney.
Mm.
Oh, but I had some good cookies and some milk. Thank you for that.
Yes.
But I also have a lot of presents for you guys. Are you guys excited?
I am. Mm.
Ooh.
Really?
So tell me, have you been good or naughty? Yep. Naughty or good?
I've been good.
You've nice. Been good?
I've yeah. been nice.
Someone said you've been a little naughty. Is that true?
Where's your proof?
Oh, I have all the proof in the world.
Okay.
So for me, I have some nice gifts for you guys.
Wow.
Wow, Alibaba. This one's for you.
Okay. Should you wear it right now?
Yes, please.
Is that a beard?
It's a hair.
Oh, okay.
You always wanted hair.
Ouch.
Now you get some hair from Santa.
Ooh, see, he got you the thing that you need, Ali.
Ouch. Oh, but not there. I got you a football too.
You got me a football too?
You like football? Hey! What did I get for her? Oh, what is this? Ooh, someone likes their morning coffee.
I do.
That's for you.
Wow, and wow. It has, it's very newsy, just like me,
yes.
because I'm a journalist. Okay, that's so
yes.
nice.
And I don't know what this is. Mrs. Claus gave this for you.
Okay, wow, so that's a bag.
Wow.
Wow, that's a shower gel and a cream. Okay, that's amazing. Wow, you
so
guys.
If you've been good, you get some good gifts. But if you've been naughty like this one, you'll get a nice wig of hair.
So, Santa, can I
ask
you?
I get gray hair, yeah.
Out of all of the Christmas movies and shows, what is your favorite?
Ooh, I have too many to count from. Let me think. You know what? I like my little elves. I like
really?
Elf. Elf is a good movie, guys. Go watch it, kids. Have a nice family time. Have a hot chocolate. And you have so much fun. Ho, ho, ho!
So, we know you have a naughty and nice list.
Yes.
Have you ever accidentally mixed them up?
Oh, if I ever mix those up, Mrs. Claus would be very angry with me. So we have zero room for error. But I have sometimes, I won't lie.
Yeah.
But it's okay, every kid deserves a gift. Don't they?
They do, no, of course
not
they
a kid,
do.
See? Got a gift. Good kid, got a gift. Ho, ho, ho!
Well, Santa, I want to ask you, Where's Mrs. Claus?
Oh.
And we didn't see her.
Mrs. Claus wanted to come.
Yeah.
But Mrs. Claus is also busy, you know, preparing for next year. We have 8 billion people in this planet. There's a lot of gifts to be made.
Yes. Exactly. How can you catch up with all of the kids?
Oh, the spirit and the magic of Christmas. Sprinkle dust. Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, so do you want to play a game?
Santa doesn't play a game.
Oh.
No.
But it's a very nice game.
I'll play a game with you guys.
All right. So we will be having finished the lyrics. All right. What? I will be saying them as they are because I don't have a good voice, but you do have a good voice.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Let's go.
Let's go. So
is the answer going to be on that writing jiggy me thingy?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's go.
You will need to be, you will need to finish the lyrics.
All right.
And we will be singing together. So, let's start. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's.
Who's what?
You don't know the song?
No.
Okay, fine.
On jingle to the ball, next. Jingle ball, jingle ball,
jingle all the way. All the time it is to ride the one horse open sleigh. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, so, oh, you're very, I like you. I like your laugh, Santa. It's very nice.
It's very catchy.
Next one.
All right.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
La 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 la.
'Tis the season to be
jolly. La 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 la.
There we go.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a...
A meanie?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. Grinch is a meanie.
He
wants to go and destroy Christmas.
He wants to destroy everything. Thank God he didn't come.
But we won't let it happen, will we?
Yes, thank God he didn't come at all because he is very mean.
No, but you are right.
He has a big heart.
Mr. Grinch does have a big heart. Everybody needs love. Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, you have a very big heart, Mr. Santa.
Oh, I do, I do. And a big belly, too. Mm. It comes as a package.
Yes. So, can you tell us a secret? Who has been on the naughty and who has been on the nice list?
Hmm.
Excluding Alibaba.
Excluding Alibaba. No, Alibaba's always been on the good list. I just like to play a little game. But everybody's been good this year. Children, eat your vegetables. Don't forget to eat the broccoli. Everybody show some love and be kind. And everybody's going to be on the good list. Ho, ho, ho!
Amazing.
Hmm, what advice would you give me, Santa?
Is this about your marriage proposal?
No, it's not. It's not.
Just be nice, be loving, and sharing is caring. Ho, ho, ho!
Santa has come with the energy today, hasn't he?
Oh.
So guys, let us know in the comments, what would you want to ask Santa?
I'm right here.
Have you been on the naughty or the nice list?
What do you want from Santa?
Yes,
let's
guys.
Ask the people behind the scenes. Yes. Guys, what do you want from Santa Claus?
You want anything? A bonus, maybe?
Oh, a Chanel bag. They want a Chanel bag.
Can you get that Chanel bag?
Is that within your price reach?
Oh, everything is within my price reach. I'll just go to the local store in Karama and buy it.
Nobody has to know.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, just keep
my secret
secret
outs are working.
Keep
right
it
there.
A secret. Keep it a secret. Well, Ali, don't you want anything, Ali?
He wants your love.
Santa's love.
You got it, boy! Come here!
He took a second to think about that one.
It's all right. I give my love to everyone.
Yes.
All right, guys. It is 8:56.
So,
Merry Christmas, everyone! And a Happy New Year!
Yay, guys. This is from Santa himself. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Same time. For same more stories and same place as well.
I'm still going to get cookies and milk.
Yes, I will be giving to Santa right after we're done, right?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Before you leave, we'll be giving you your cookies and your...
Thank you. Mm. You've
You're
been a
welcome.
Very good girl.
Can I high five you?
Yes, you may. Yes. Oh!
Yay! So, guys, goodbye from me. So, guys, goodbye from me and from Santa and...
Merry Christmas!
Bye-bye.
You love your voice, my little boy. Bye.